Please take your Bible this morning and open to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 1 and 2 as our text verses for this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 1 and 2. And the Bible says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." Just those two verses, I'd like to read through those again. "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege that I have to stand up here and deliver a message based on your word that hopefully will help and encourage your children who are listening. I pray, God, that you'll use me as a mouthpiece today. I do as best as I know how, submit myself to you and ask that you would speak through me to your children this morning. Please bless this time. May it be profitable for all of us, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the last several weeks, I've been delivering messages that start with the words, "The Bible speaks about." The messages so far were these. Number one, the Bible speaks about itself. Number two, the Bible speaks about Christian growth. Number three, the Bible speaks about the home. Number four, the Bible speaks about prayer. Number five, the Bible speaks about witnessing. Number six, the Bible speaks about a life of giving. And then today, and Lord willing, this will be the last one in this series, the Bible speaks about faithfulness. I chose to wrap this little series up with faithfulness because the other things that we talked about all need to be practiced faithfully. They need to be done consistently in order for us to enjoy the blessings of the Lord upon us. So faithfulness, I think, is one of those things that God wants us to strive for and to work for. Sometimes it can be difficult. I'll talk about that a little bit today. But in our text verses, I think the Lord is reminding us, and by the way, there's many verses that speak about faithfulness. I just happen to choose these two. But God is reminding us that this is one of the most important things that we should strive for in our life. If you notice in particular verse 2, "Moreover, it is required in stewards." A steward is someone who's caring for the things of someone else. We are God's stewards on this earth. All of us are. "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." And so I would like to speak to you this morning about that topic of faithfulness. And by the way, the four main thoughts that we'll talk about today are these. Number one, faithfulness is reasonable. Number two, faithfulness is sometimes difficult. Number three, faithfulness is necessary. And number four, faithfulness will be rewarded. So we begin with faithfulness is reasonable. You notice the Lord is reminding us here, and I think this is to all of us, that he wants us all to be faithful. If you look into the Bible and do a little bit of research on your own, you can find very quickly just the word faithful. Now, there's other derivatives of that word, of course, like faith or faithfulness, but just the word faithful is found in our Bible 82 times. 82 times. If God chose to use that word faithful 82 times, do you think that he believes it's important? See, I think so. 82 times is an awful lot. Faithfulness must be important in the eyes of God. And so I think that all of us should try our best to be faithful. I believe God wants us to try our best to be faithful. I believe also that faithfulness is something that each and every one of us can achieve if we're willing to go after it and put forth some effort for it. Thinking about faithfulness being reasonable, I would like to talk with you about this fact that there are some things that are not required in order to be faithful. For instance, faithfulness does not require great intellect. Aren't you glad? I think a lot of us in the audience just went, whew. Boy, I'm glad to hear that. Faithfulness does not require great intellect. Here's another one. Faithfulness does not require great wealth. Again, whew. I'm glad to hear that. Faithfulness doesn't require great intellect, great wealth. Here's another one. Faithfulness does not require great looks. Now, I heard somebody, I think, say, oh me, or oh my. No, it doesn't require great intellect, great wealth, great looks. Faithfulness does not require great strength, nor does it require great talent. If you take away all these things, you ready for this? If you take away the great intellect, the great wealth, the great looks, the great strength, the great talent, what are you left with? I think you're just left with average people like us. Just the average Joe Schmo. Just the average person who's trying their best to live for God and do what's right. These things, great intellect, great wealth, great looks, great strength, great talent. We could list some other things, of course. But faithfulness does not require these things. But what does faithfulness require? Well, I think it requires a decision. You have to decide that you're going to be faithful. Anybody who's been saved for any length of time has seen people come and go. People that at one time sat next to you or stood next to you singing these same hymns and hearing these same types of sermons. You've been faithful. You've been here. You've been doing your very best to be here every opportunity you possibly can. And you've seen through the years a lot of people come and go. You've even seen several pastors come and go. But you're still here. Somewhere along the line, you made a decision that you were going to be faithful. I remember talking to someone several years back about faithfulness in this area of just, you know, staying with it, even though people come and go, pastors come and go, and so forth. And this person said to me, it's not difficult for me because this is my church. See, that tells me there was a decision made. This is my church. Others may come and go, but this is my church. What does faithfulness require? Well, it requires a decision, but it also requires, doesn't it, humble dependence on the Lord. Humble dependence on the Lord. If I'm honest with you, I would have to admit that sometimes it will get difficult to be faithful, and it's difficult to see it through without God's help. Depending on the Lord, in humility, depending on the Lord to help you, in one sense, just put one foot in front of another, one day in front of another, one week in front of another, one month in front of another, one year in front of another. And lo and behold, you look back and there's all these years of faithfulness. But along the way, there was this humble dependence on the Lord. You may wonder, how did we even get here? But it's again, one day after another, one week after another, one month after another, one year after another, just depending on the Lord to help you and see it through with His help. So what does faithfulness require? Well, it requires a decision. It requires a humble dependence on the Lord. And then I'm going to add this to it. I think it also requires some determination. Some determination. Again, others may come and go. Not me. not me. I'm staying. Again, this is my church. This is where I know God wants me to be. There's a hymn in our hymnal that talks about, you know, being, forget just right now, I wish I had the name of it. I wasn't planning to mention this, but it comes to mind, and I'm thinking about an individual. This is from years ago, not here. But this hymn talks about people being, you know, tossed to and fro and not being faithful and so forth. And I remember an individual in our church that I was pastoring at the time, at a certain point in the chorus, would yell out from the back. He would say, "Not me." You know, in other words, the idea is that others may be doing this and others may be doing that and others may be tossed to and fro and everything, but not me. And I always enjoyed that. You know who I'm talking about. Faithfulness requires a decision, a humble dependence on the Lord, and then some determination. Some determination. Faithfulness is something that every one of us can achieve. It's reasonable. It's something that we all should strive for. I think it's something that we all should strive to be known for. Friend, anybody can come and go. Can you be the person who can be counted on to be faithful and to be known for that? Faithfulness is reasonable. Number two, faithfulness is sometimes difficult. Faithfulness is sometimes difficult. Our church this year is 55 years old. I don't know about the rest of you, but it seems like we had that big anniversary, 50th anniversary service with the big tent here in the yard. Remember it rained so hard? Oh my word. I thought we were going to have to quit, get some materials and make an ark. It was really raining hard. People say, well, it rained cats and dogs. No, it rained pigs and chickens and cows and horses. And it was really raining. But we had that big celebration out here, and I'm pointing behind me because that's where the tent was in the yard, and we had to get it on high ground as best we could because of all the rain. But we had that big celebration, and you might remember we had invited people to come, and of course a lot of folks came from the past, and we invited all the former pastors to come back, and we invited our mayor to come. Remember that? And this week when I was it this week? Early voting. Monday. We went in, pardon? Tuesday. Tuesday was the start of, this is my Holy Spirit over here, if you haven't met her, by the way. Tuesday we were in City Hall, and we were doing our early voting, and I happened to see that the mayor's door was open. So I walked over by the door, and I said hi to the mayor, and just talked for a little bit, and I said, I don't know if you remember or not, but 5 years ago we had you come, and you were a part of our 50th anniversary celebration, and you spoke to the crowd that was there and so forth. And he looked at me and smiled, and he said, "Isn't it hard to believe that it was 5 years ago already?" And I said, "Yes, sir, it sure is. That 5 years went by fast." But he was here. Of course, a lot of folks here, and we had a great time. And what a great, great day that was. I enjoyed it so very much. But here's what I wanted to lead up to. Some of the folks that were here on that day are not with us anymore. But then I wanted to say this. Some of the folks that were here on that day are still here with us. And there are some people in this room this morning that have been a part of this church most of those 55 years. You know what that's called? That's called faithfulness. Others have come and gone. Pastors have come and gone. But you are still here. And I mean this sincerely from my heart. Thank you for still being here. Thank you for still being here. If God calls you home to heaven, that's an excuse you can't get away from. Right? But, you know, and sometimes people choose to leave for good reasons. I understand that. But there are some, of course, that chose to leave for not so great biblical reasons. And I don't want to talk about all that. But I do want to talk about those who are still here, that are still plugging away, doing the best they can to support the church, pray for the church, pray for the pastor, support the ministry here. That's called faithfulness. And it doesn't take a lot of those things that I mentioned, you know, great wealth, great talent, great abilities, great intellect, great looks. It's just a decision. You know, this is my church, and this is where God wants me to be, and I'm going to do my best to serve the Lord right here. I'm going to depend on the Lord all along the way. I'm going to have some grit and some determination about this, because sometimes faithfulness is difficult. We were talking this morning in the adult Sunday school class about David having another opportunity to slay King Saul, and one of his trusted advisors, I think Abishai was his name, was encouraging him, look, this is an opportunity. God set it up for you. You could slay your enemy and be done with, you know, fleeing, trying to stay away and stay alive and all that. You can be done with all that right here and now if you just let me take his spear and thrust it through his chest. And David said, no, I can't do that because he's God's anointed. It's not up to me. It's up to God. God put King Saul in that position. God's the one that determines when it's time for him to step down. And God's the one that determines when the time is for him to die and so forth. It's not my place. It's God's place. And so they chose not to do it, and they didn't do it. And the reason I bring that up is because sometimes in trying to be faithful and serve the Lord and make that determination and have some grit about you, and you've decided this is my church and I'm just going to be faithful, sometimes there'll be others who, they're close. They love you, you love them. But for whatever reason, they get something in their mind or in their heart or in their head that they don't want to be here anymore. And so you're really close, but they decide that they're going to leave. Now you have to decide, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Sometimes faithfulness is difficult. It can be difficult because of this world system that we live in. I don't know if you feel it or not, but I feel it all the time. The pressure from the world to change, to give in, to adopt the world's philosophies and thinking about certain, you know, beliefs and practices and so forth. The pressure is always there. And this world system that we live in is not our friend. And it's always working against us. And it's trying also, by the way, not only to get us to give in to their thoughts and philosophies and all that, but it's also trying really hard to discourage us and to get us defeated in our minds. And the pressure is always there. Faithfulness can be difficult because of the world system that we live in. By the way, it can also be difficult because we've got an enemy called the devil, the prince of darkness. I know he's not bothering you all that much because of how much he bothers me. I say that with a smile because I know that he bothers you as well. All right, but honestly, doesn't it seem like he's more the devil now? Doesn't it seem like he's more open and out there and in your face today more than he ever was before? Wow. The evil that's in this world, and the devil's behind all that, you know, and this constant struggle, and he's working against us constantly, and the forces of darkness that are with him are working against us constantly. Faithfulness can be difficult when that's happening. So it's difficult because of the world system we live in. It's difficult because of this enemy called the devil. But it's also difficult sometimes because faithfulness is difficult sometimes because of the weakness of our flesh. You know, Jesus said it this way, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak. It seems like the world and the devil know our weaknesses. And they play on those weaknesses. And they use that against us to try to get us to not be faithful. Pastor, how do I overcome that? Those things that you just mentioned. Again, that daily, humble dependence on the Lord. Daily and humbly walking with God. That's what will overcome the world system, the devil, and the weakness of our flesh. That daily, humble dependence on the Lord. So number one, faithfulness is reasonable. Number two, faithfulness is sometimes difficult. Number three, faithfulness is necessary. Necessary. It's necessary if we're to become all that God would have us to become for Him. I remember much earlier in my life, new Christian, really just getting started in the ministry, and I remember being told by people who were much wiser and much older than myself, telling me that when you go to a church as the pastor, you need to make plans to stay there at least 5 years. Because it'll take 5 years just for you to get used to them and them to get used to you and feel like, you know, you guys are, the pastor and the people are a unit and you can work together and serve the Lord together. At least 5 years. Did you know that the average stay of the average pastor in America is like 2 years? We still have in our state, I think the number is at 12 right now, 12 churches that don't have a pastor, just within the fellowship that this church belongs to. Some of those churches have been looking for a long time. Some of you have been here during the times when our church was looking for a pastor. Those can be difficult times as well. I think I shared this with you recently, but a man in another church in our state said, "We're looking at plenty of candidates, but we haven't found anyone that meets what we're looking for." And this man said, "It's so hard to find somebody that we feel is really a true man of God that will faithfully declare God's word to us." During times like that, you know, it is difficult. But faithfulness is necessary, by the way, not just for the people, but also for the pastor, if you're going to become all that God would have you to become for Him. Some of you were here when I came in 2008. The man that was here before me was here 17 years before he resigned and went to another state. And he happened to be here, by the way, for our 50th anniversary. And I'm glad that he was. We tried our best to honor him. And we still keep in contact with him a little bit and his family. But he was here 17 years, and some of you were here when I came, and I don't know if any of you remember this or not, but there were some of you who said to me, "You have to stay at least as long as he did." Well, this September will be my 16th anniversary here, so that means in one more year I can leave. If I were to follow that advice. I don't know what you think, but for me, those years that I've been here have gone by like that. Can't believe it's gone by already. And like I said, in one more year, come September, in one more year, we will have been here as long as Pastor Mickelson was here. And throughout our history, he had stayed the longest. So if the Lord will allow me to do this, I would like to not only meet that number, I would like to exceed that number. It's a pride thing, you know. Please notice I'm saying that with a smile. But anyway, faithfulness is necessary if you are to become what God wants you to become. You can't be, you know, in it one day and out the next. You got to stay with it because God is working and God is moving in your life and He's changing you and molding you and making you. So you have to determine you're going to be faithful. It's necessary if we're going to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish in our life. You know, a lot of the people that have, think about this, a lot of the people that have records in sports activities, like baseball, football, basketball, things like that, even tennis and other things. People that have records in sports activities, many of them have these records. You know why? Because they played that sport a long time. There were lots of defeats along the way. But because they stayed with it and stayed with it and stayed with it and stayed with it, they've got this record, whatever it is. For the longest time, Bobby Knight had the record in college basketball of wins. And if I have this right, I think it's right, Coach K from Duke University. Of course, he's retired from that now, but he surpassed him. And then there's a lady coach from Tennessee, I think, that has more wins even than those two guys. And a lot of it is, yes, they had talented teams, that's true, but a lot of it is they just stuck with it. They just stuck with it. Many times you and I will accomplish things that God wants us to accomplish if we just stick with it, if we're just faithful and trust Him to work. Faithfulness is necessary if we're going to become what God wants us to become, if we're going to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. Faithfulness is necessary if you're going to be able to enjoy the Christian life. I think some of the most miserable Christians in all the world are those that are not faithful. They're not faithful to read their Bible. They're not faithful to pray. They're not faithful to give. They're not faithful to attend church. They're not faithful. And you know what? They're miserable. Well, I'm sorry, friend. It's not God's fault. He didn't give you a bad batch of salvation. You didn't determine in your heart to be faithful, because that's where the blessings come. Faithfulness is necessary if you're ever going to overcome the arguments of the unbeliever and demonstrate that Jesus really does make a difference in our life. Isn't it true that many times the unbelievers point out those who are unfaithful? Yeah, and they rub that in our face. Well, I understand. I mean, I'm not going to make an excuse for the unfaithful ones. It always hurts my heart. I'm sure it hurts the Lord's heart, too, when the unsaved have that example to use against us. I don't know about you. I determined a long time ago, I don't want to be one of those examples. I want to be an example of someone who's faithful and stays at it and stays at it and stays at it. Faithfulness is necessary if we desire to show gratitude to the Lord for all He's done for us. If you want to show gratitude to the Lord for what He's done for you, be faithful. Number one, faithfulness is reasonable. Number two, faithfulness is sometimes difficult. Number three, faithfulness is necessary. And here's my last thought. We're going to wrap this up pretty soon. Faithfulness will be rewarded. Remember, our text said, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Faithfulness is a great defense against the evil that is within you and around you. I want to say that again because it's really important. Faithfulness is a great defense against the evil that is within you and around you. Just that decision to be faithful is going to help you to overcome the evil within you and the evil that's around you in this world. Faithfulness brings the joy of a clean, clear conscience before God and before man. The joy of a clean, clear conscience before God and before man. Faithfulness brings the assurance of real achievement in life. Faithfulness brings the assurance of real achievement in life. Faithfulness expresses loving gratitude to God for His kindness in our lives. Faithfulness produces the example for your children to follow. One day, you'll be gone. So will I. When our children look back upon our lives, don't you want them to remember mom or dad as someone who may not have had the most money, may not have had the most talent, maybe wasn't necessarily the most wealthy person in the church, whatever, all that list that I gave in the beginning, maybe they didn't fit all those things. But one thing I can say about mom or dad, they were faithful. They were faithful. They set a good example for me to follow. Faithfulness produces the example for your children to follow. And then, of course, faithfulness produces great heavenly rewards. Sometimes I think we might have the idea that people that, in our minds, have accomplished great feats, even spiritual feats, you know, for the Lord, they're going to get the biggest reward. But you know, it may not be that way. It may be possible that God would give out the greatest reward to that man or that woman who served God faithfully for a good number of years, maybe even in obscurity. Nobody really knew much about them. Or maybe nobody even patted them on the back very much. But God was watching. And on reward day, He gives them great, great rewards. For what? For faithfulness. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Faithfulness is a wonderful legacy to leave behind when your life is done. It is something that is possible. It is something that is reasonable. It is something that is achievable for each one of us. Faithfulness is also something that each one of us should strive for in our life. One of our text verses reminds us, and I mentioned it a couple times today, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. I won't speak for you. I will speak for me. I want to be found faithful. I hope you do as well. Let's stand together with heads bowed and eyes closed and no one looking. This morning I tried to remind you that faithfulness is reasonable, sometimes difficult, necessary, but also will be rewarded. Can the Lord count on you to be faithful? It'll take some determination. It'll take a decision. It'll take depending on the Lord, but I know you can do it. And I'm going to do my best to do it as well. Bless, please, Lord, as we close this service today, bless this invitation and help each one of us to consider what we've heard and consider what we will do with what we've heard. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.